My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, let's go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He calls the Browns games for us on the Browns Radio Network. He's our buddy. He's been with us from day one. He's Andrew Siciliano. Baskin says Seinfeld not good in year one.
As they got away from him doing stand-up, the show got better.
So I'm gonna say good morning, guys.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hi, Andrew.
I'm gonna say that I don't remember the first season.
It's because it was so bad. Much. That's why
it wasn't bad.
It wasn't good.
It evolved.
I was in college. Like, there was this kid on my floor, Dave Wright, who wouldn't shut up about the show, and we all started watching, and I eventually liked it. I will say this, though. When Curb wrapped up its final season, do you guys watch Curb?
Oh, huge fan. Huge fan, yes.
Fantastic. Yeah. So when Curb wrapped up, what I did, and there were all these callbacks in the final episode to the very first episode.
I know, right?
The entire episode is a callback to the first episode.
Right.
And so I went back and watched the first episode almost immediately. And the show was so much slower and more deliberate and was an entirely different show. They hadn't found their footing yet.
Right.
Almost like by the end of the show, they're going 100 miles an hour, two hands on, like, you know, woo, down the highway. But they were still very much in driver's ed on that first show and trying to figure out how to park between the cones in the parking lot, right, kind of thing. And I feel like the same goes for Veep, if you guys are big fans of Veep.
I've heard it's great.
I started watching it. I couldn't get into it.
Oh, you both would love it. It's outstanding.
Oh, my God. It's the best. They go so fast, they don't have time to laugh at their own jokes. It is insult comedy at 100 miles an hour. But you go back and you watch the first episode, and it's very slow and very deliberate, and they hadn't found their footing. And I feel like the first Seinfeld episode, and actually season, was probably that way as well.
All right. I'm glad we got your assessment on that. I need your assessment on this.
Thank you, because Jeff's got to get us back to sports as fast as he can. Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
Well, it does say Sports Talk in the name of the station.
Do you have to?
Right there on the wall, it says Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
This is what I deal with every day, Andrew. Every day.
Sorry.
No, we got a great assessment from Andrew on television. That was fabulous. Now let's move along.
Wasn't bad.
All right, tell me why, first of all, the Browns should beat the New York Giants. They should take care of it. Defense should thrive against Daniel Jones. Offense should really thrive against a poor Giants defense after two games. Tell me why I'm concerned.
You should be concerned because they're 0-2, and they're coming to town, and the other team gets paid, and the other team needs a win, and needs a win badly. I mean, like, it's a week-to-week league, guys. I mean, look at the Cowboys and the Saints. Cowboys pounded the Browns. Cowboys turn around, get pounded at home, mind you, by the Saints. So it truly is a week-to-week league. And all the Browns could have done last week is go to Jacksonville and get one. Well, they got one and they got better. That's all that matters. Your headline is they won the game and they got better, especially offensively. So the goal this week, win the game and get better. I know that sounds like coach speak and so trite, but Yeah, I mean, that is the goal. Now, on paper, Giants can't stop the run. That's huge. Love to see the Browns go heavy again with or without David Njoku and run the ball like they did a week ago and find that perfect balance between the heavy sets and the run and the empty sets. And look, the offense found its footing, especially in the first quarter on that 16-play drive, and I think on the second-to-last drive as well, when you needed it most. They found their footing. Go do that. Go run the football. And circle number one on your score sheet, because the Giants are going to throw the ball to Malik Nabers. They threw 27 passes last week. 18 of them went to Malik Nabers. Two out of every three passes out of Daniel Jones' right hand went to the sixth overall pick.
All right. I don't know that the Browns have their identity yet. We talked about this with Mary Kay a little bit. What do you think their identity is going to be, especially on offense, once they figure it out? Or do we have to
wait
till
question.
Or do we have to wait till Nick Chubb gets here?
Yeah,
if he can.
Only they know that answer. And the other thing too, when Nick Chubb comes back, and I don't want to tamper expectations.
Right.
But there's a difference between return to play and return to performance.
Ah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, like, absolutely. I never thought about that, but that's a great point.
Running backs, and the same goes for Jack Conklin or Jed Wills, right? Especially Jack Conklin. I mean, that was a major injury. Return to play and return to performance. Anyone who tells you, anyone who's ever had a knee injury, especially in the NFL, will tell you that, hey, I made it back. I made it back in 8 months, right? Like, man, I was ready for week one, but I wasn't myself. Like, I was able to play. I don't want to put a percentage on it, whatever. I wasn't the guy you knew pre-injury until the next season. Now, I'm not going to say that's the case with Nick Chubb. He's superhuman. He, for all I know, he may actually be Batman. Like, if you told me he actually was Batman, I would believe you. But what he looks like and what his workload is when he gets back, that very much remains to be seen. And then they find their identity. But your identity in week two is not your identity in week 18. And I think that is what we need to remember. And it's what, you know, Stefanski told the team last week, that, you know, the teams that play best at the end of the year are not necessarily or almost never the teams that play their best at the beginning of the year.
Andrew Siciliano joining us. You'll hear him calling Browns play-by-play. Giants against the Browns coming up on Sunday at Huntington Bank Field. Tell me how a team goes 89 yards on 16 plays and eats up 9 minutes of the clock for an opening touchdown on their first drive and then doesn't get into the end zone again.
Well, I mean, they did go 12 plays on their second drive, so 28 plays on their first two drives. I thought it was fantastic. And look, they drove down to the 10-yard line of their second-to-last drive before all those penalties, which I think everyone, if you're at home, you're probably punching your TV. If you look at the cam that we have in the booth, and we are in Jacksonville, obviously, you could probably see me making faces and Nathan making, like, all of us felt it. And Kevin Stefanski felt it. He said it on the podium immediately after the game. They survived. I do think it's encouraging that you had those two great drives in the first half, and then you had a great drive in the fourth quarter that obviously, you know, was killed by penalties at the end. And that's what you got to build on. And then the overall 13 for 100, not good enough. 13 for 100 every week is not going to win you many games. But it kind of, in many ways, it broke the Jaguars' spirit. I mean, they're looking at 0-4 right now, potentially. They go to Buffalo on a Monday night, then they have to go to Houston, and they're now badly searching for answers. All that matters is you're the team that got out of there and made enough plays with the win.
Andrew, how do we fix, or are we a little bit concerned about this Amari Cooper, Deshaun Watson connection?
I don't know that it needs fixing. I have enough faith in Amari Cooper and his track record, and especially the guy that we saw last year, really the last 2 years, back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons. I think that track record speaks for itself. He's not going to drop an explosive every game. I think we can all, as reasonable humans, agree that that is not going to happen. The one this past week was, I think, a far makeable catch than the one last week. Or who knows? It doesn't matter. Maybe they're comparable. I think they'll be fine. I would spin it positively and say, hey, how about Jerry Jeudy's contribution last week?
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, I think that's a very good thing. So let's build on that. And same goes for Deontay Foreman. Stefanski kind of admitted that was on him. Hey, it's my fault he didn't get in there more. week one. I mean, he only got one snap week one. If you look at Ford and Foreman together, I think they were 21 for 105, something like that. I don't care how many, how you distribute the carries. You add those numbers up and say, that's my number one guy. Those are good numbers for a number one back.
Kareem Hunt goes back to Kansas City. Your reaction was what?
Good for Kareem. Right?
Yep.
That's what we said.
Yeah.
I don't know if he'll... I wonder, Andrew, if he'll be able to be a factor there. Certainly not like he was when he was there at the beginning of his career. That's a different story. I wonder if he'll be able to be as big of a contributor there as he was for the Browns when he came back last year after Nick's injury. 9 touchdowns, which was a career high, but only 3 yards a carry. That said, he did have an awful lot of short yardage carries that might have skewed that a little bit, but I wonder what the Chiefs are looking for out of him.
They're looking for anything. Isaiah Pacheco out 2 months is a big deal.
Yeah.
They have Carson Steele behind him, who's a fantastic-looking rookie, but he's a rookie. He's not a game-breaker. I don't know that they need Kareem to be a game-breaker. I don't think he is anymore, but I think it was comfortable, and it made sense, and it's worth kicking the tires. It's a practice squad signing. You know, look, Dalvin Cook, have we heard from him yet? He hasn't.
No.
He hasn't dressed yet for the Cowboys, and that was a practice squad signing as well. It's tough out there for a veteran running back. So, like I said, I'm happy for Kareem, and I hope it works for him.
All right, let's talk about the AFC North, which seems to be flipped upside down right now.
I think
most people would have expected that. I think the interesting part about this is the way the Steelers have been able to get to 2-0 without really having an offense.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
They have one touchdown in 2 games. And we're sitting here debating whether or not Russell Wilson should take over a quarterback when he's healthy. I do think we'll see both quarterbacks this year. The idea that Justin Fields is going to start the remainder of the season is absurd. Russell will get on the field. And if it's a bad game this week against the Chargers, I think you could see him next week, because why not? You named him number one on the depth chart you push out every week in your packet. You still list Russell as number one. They're going to play them both, and I wouldn't be surprised, knowing Arthur Smith, if there are plenty of games where you see both of them on the field, where Justin Fields is your red zone short yardage guy. I mean, the Browns rolled in Jameis a couple of times last week, and if it wasn't just for the sneak, they snuck up on the Jaguars and handed it to Jerome Ford for 36 yards. So I think you're going to see both of those quarterbacks. That game, look, that game for the Steelers against the Chargers and then the Ravens in Dallas, I mean, those are two fascinating games this week.
Andrew Siciliano is joining us. I want to go back to your Russell Wilson thought real quick. The Steelers, and Tomlin's been very careful with his words because he has said he's unable to fully practice right now, and we'll see how it goes. Do you think he could even go back and just start Russell coming up this week if by Friday he's on the field as a full participant?
Yeah, it's a great question. I don't think so. It's his decision. He could. Mike Tomlin's thing is always, and it's one of my favorite phrases from him. Actually, it's not even on the top 10, but it's one he uses all the time. we'll let his participation be our guide. That's Tomlin speak for. If he practices, I'll let you know on Friday whether or not he's going to play.
Yeah.
Right. He's the only, have we talked about this? Like, he's the only coach that does a Tuesday presser. All the other coaches, Monday, day after, and then a Wednesday. Tomlin waits till Tuesday. When it comes to the 32 NFL head coaches or just the 32 buildings and podiums in general, he has the floor on his own on Tuesdays. And so in the NFL Network newsroom for years, like 9 Pacific, noon Eastern, it's everyone's TVs on Mike Tomlin just because it's the only news. And we used to, like, not take bets. I'm not saying there's betting. We would discuss how long is his opening statements going to be, because it's usually between 8 and 12 minutes. Like, the good over-under is right around 9.5, right? And then he says, all right, I'll open it up to questions. And the soliloquies and the phrases he uses, I mean, sometimes it's top-notch comedy. Sometimes it is something to behold. So whether or not Mike Tomlin rolls out Russell Wilson on Sunday, I don't know. I think it's a Justin Fields game for one more week, and then next week it gets interesting. I think the real story to be told here, and I'm not saying that there's some big scandal, is how Russell Wilson got injured initially. Because he got injured on, like, the opening of training camp conditioning test.
Yeah, pushing a sled.
Pushing a sled, which was a new thing this year for the Steelers. They hadn't done that in years past. So if you're Russell Wilson, you're a veteran quarterback, and I'm not suggesting he has some grievance, don't read into this, but you get hurt, and calf injuries never go away. You get hurt as the veteran quarterback pushing a sled on your conditioning test.
Right.
On your first day on the job. Like, how annoyingly frustrating is that?
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah.
That's not good.
It was funny. I was thinking back to your original comment there about, you know, press conferences. There was a press conference once when Charlie Weiss was at Notre Dame, and they were about to play Ohio State. And I remember going into this thing, and I'm like, oh, this is really cool. It was neat to go to Notre Dame for a press conference. Charlie Weiss, I'm not kidding, got out, gave his opening statement, and talked for like 25 minutes about Ohio State. And the last thing he said was, I don't think I know very much about Ohio State. And I looked at the guy sitting next to me, who was from Columbus, and we started laughing because we thought he was joking, and the whole room looked at us like we were insane because it was just dead serious at the end. And I was just it's interesting when you see those situations. I do want to bring up one other subject too, because Jeff and I were talking about it. The decision that Tua makes, is this going to be a decision when we go back and go, that's why Tua decided to come back, or the impact it could have on the league and the way they look at concussions with quarterbacks and high priced players, and, you know, oh, that reminds me of the. I mean, is this a pivotal decision moving forward with the NFL?
I think that remains to be seen. I don't think and I'm not in any way trying to downplay the severity of the injury or how scary it was when we were all collectively watching. The entire league was watching. It was the only game on.
Yeah.
I'm not in any way trying to downplay the significance there. I think the league will go on, and I don't think it's going to change too many things. Listen, it's different if Tua says, I'm playing, and for some reason the Dolphins say no.
Okay.
I don't envision that possibly happening, or if Tua announces he's retiring and then there's some kind of subsequent fight over guarantees, and it's kind of like, I don't think it's going to turn into something bigger, but it is certainly a national story, and he's a beloved player with a national platform. It bears watching, but I don't know that it's going to turn into something bigger than that until it does.
It'll be interesting because Jeff and I were just saying we're wondering if this is going to be a turning point where we'll look at other players.
So?
Well, if we look at other players down the road and go, hey, that's why Tua retired. Remember that? Or
yeah.
Remember when there was
we've
that?
We've already had those. Like Luke Kuechly
walked
away early. Andrew Luck walked away early. Yeah. Not concussion specific, but guys who said, hey, guys who still could play for you. Andrew Luck could have played. Andrew Luck should still be playing. He decided, I don't need this anymore. I'm taking too many hits. I got other interests in life.
Fair enough.
Nice knowing you.
Yeah. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks,
we will
Andrew.
Listen you for
it.
You on Sunday.
Hey, how about Miles Straw?
He's
back.
Just don't get picked off back. Again. Don't get picked off.
Thanks, dude.
Goodbye.
Andrew Siciliano joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.